The California Science Center hosted the 42nd annual State Fair today. As Emily Mattu reports, students proved just how talented their generation of young scientists are.
American writer Pearl Buck once said, "The young do not know enough to be prudent. They attempt the impossible and achieve it, generation after generation." Today, more than 1,000 students tried to explain the impossible through science at the 42nd annual State Science Fair in Exposition Park. These students range from 6th to 12th grade and traveled from all over the state to be there. Their projects were truly original. They had tested everything from reducing bacteria in lakes to the effects of petroleum on society.
These kids are just so amazing. Every year, it drives you crazy how really good they are and how inspiring.
That's Alan Frew. He's been the chair of the California State Science Fair for the past 6 years.
Did you take geometry?
Rows and rows of excited students stood beside their projects with pride. Their projects fit into the museum's actual exhibits seamlessly. As I walked amongst them, they would stand up straighter and smile politely. I think they thought I was a judge. Tally Cloud, an energetic 7th grade girl, was eager to tell me about her project.
I tested the effects of various coffee bean roasts to the heart rate and longevity of Daphnia magna, which is an aquatic organism commonly known as the water flea.
Yeah, so she lost me. But that's just a glimpse into how smart these kids are. In layman's terms, Tally tested the effects of coffee to see if a specific blend can increase the length of your life.
What I concluded is that the light roasted coffee was beneficial for longevity, and I believe with more studies by scientists, this could potentially help humans.
Last month, Congress completed its work on the 2013 spending bill that laid out the budgets for science organizations like the National Science Foundation and NASA. But other research agencies, like the National Institute of Health, continues to feel the effects of a 5.1% spending cut.
What happens is that these kids don't get a chance to do hands-on science. It's damaging to the country overall.
The STEM Initiative, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, works to encourage education and funding in these fields through legislative action.
This whole STEM initiative is very, very important to the country because that's where you get the innovation and creativity and you drive the things that we see every day.
And it's at fairs like this that kids are questioning and exploring topics that do indeed drive the things that we see every day. Randy Kmet, a 9th grade boy, tested the effects of altruism on your self-esteem. He wants to go into another sector that desperately needs a science advocate.
I feel I'm more suited to politics. I can fund the sciences there.
Maybe Congress should have taken a field trip to the fair today to gain some perspective into exactly what is on the chopping block. Emily Mattu, Annenberg Radio News.
First through fourth place winners will receive their awards during a ceremony later tonight.